Hi, my name is Norm Friesen. I'm a visiting professor at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada, and I'm here to tell you about a paper that I've recently published in Seminar. The title of the paper is Old Literacies and the New Literacy Studies, Revisiting Reading and Writing. We live in a world today where students' ability in reading and writing is measured, and these measures are compared internationally and are a matter of significant concern or pride nationally and also on a more local level. Now, this stands in stark contrast to the current ways that literacy and literacies are understood in educational research and theory about how these types of skills are acquired. In the context of this literature, any one type of literacy, and the term literacy is applied as widely as possible, is understood as being as valuable as any other type of literacy. So graffiti is seen as important as grammaticality, and prime numbers are seen as important as Pokemon powers. Now, these, as it suggests, the New Literacy Studies is focused on popular cultural phenomena and how these represent different types of competencies that can be understood as in terms of literacy. I argue that this is both conceptually flawed and practically untenable. What I do is I look at the history of research and of empirical studies and analysis related to the new literacy studies, which emerged in the 1990s. I go back to the 70s to look at, and the 80s to look at research that was done by, Sylvia Scribner and Michael Cole, where they, did some groundbreaking work that was widely influential and that redefined the notion of literacy. They reported on this work in their 1981 book called The Psychology of Literacy, and, they looked at the use of a writing system among a tribe in Liberia and showed how this writing system could be utilized, could be learned and transmitted and reproduced without any recourse to formal institutionalized instruction and schooling. Now, this exception has been used as a basis for arguing that the type of instruction that's associated with writing and reading in schools does not need to be the way that it is. It can be quite different. I actually argue that there are many compelling reasons, and including historical and anthropological ones, that indicate exactly the contrary. What I do is I look at reading and writing practices that have been pieced together by archaeologists who have been looking at what are called tablet houses or ejiva in ancient Sumer. And these, of course, developed independently from any Western notion of what is necessary for good reading and writing. And what I show is that, particularly on sort of a physical, material, and practical level, what we can see is remarkably similar to what we are all familiar with in schooling today. I add to this the argument that reading and writing are qualitatively different from other types of literacy. What I say is that reading and writing, contrary to what someone like Günter Kress says, involves a system of symbols that are fundamentally arbitrary, or what Fernandez Saussure has called unmotivated. There's no necessary or associative connection between the letter A and the sound A, for example. Now, this has a wide range of instructional implications that I look at briefly. The main one is that instruction in these arbitrary system symbols and the rules of their combination and use is something that does not happen in context or just as needed. Instead, learning these symbols and these rules requires isolation from practical context and immersion in a series of instructional sequences that move from the basic formation of these symbol forms to various rules and regarding their combination, whether we're talking about mathematics, grammar, writing legibly, spelling, the list goes on and on and on. Now, I conclude the paper by saying that schooling has, that this is a central task of education as we know it today, and that this activity of understanding both a symbol system and the vast tradition and the vast sources of knowledge that are encoded in it and the rules that apply to that knowledge is something that happens, that goes on from kindergarten through to advanced levels of university study. I also say that there's a significant normative thrust, particularly in the use of written language, that is key to the way that this is taught and understood in particularly at lower levels of schooling, and that without a way of understanding the value of this normative impetus, it's very difficult to connect what has been articulated by scholars in the literary studies with the everyday pragmatic realities of reading and writing and being tested according to standard criteria in these areas. I'm not, of course, arguing in favor of standardized testing, but what I am arguing for is for a context in which research and understandings of language, of instruction, of language use, recognize this normative impetus and its importance in participation as a productive citizen in our society today.